Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Father, we thank you for your rest.
Far, vi takker for din hvile.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Halleluja.
You said, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden.
Du sagde, at alle, der er tungt og har tunge byrder.
And I will give you rest.
Kom til mig, og jeg vil give jer hvile.
Take my yoke upon you.
Tag mit åg på dig.
And learn of me.
Og lær af mig.
For I am lowly and meek.
Fordi at jeg er ensom og svag.
And you will find rest for your soul.
Og så vil du finde hvile for din sjæl.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Herre.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Herre Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I'm reminded of how after Noah's flood.
Jeg bliver mindet om efter Noah.
The Bible says the ark rested.
Bibelen siger at arken hvilede.
It's a very powerful picture of how God gives each one of us rest.
Og det er et meget kraftfuldt billede på hvordan Gud han giver os hvile til hver enkelt af os.
And God used Noah, and Noah's name means rest.
Og Gud han brugte Noah, og Noahs navn betyder hvile.
After all the turmoil, God gave them rest.
Og efter alt det tumult der var, and der gav Gud dem hvile.
And I believe the rest of God is filling our lives this morning.
Og jeg tror på at Guds hvile fylder i vores liv her til morgen.
Can we just lift our hands and ask him, Lord, we thank you for that rest that we have in Jesus.
Så kan vi bare løfte vores hænder her til morgen og sige tak Herre for den hvile vi har i Jesus.
The Bible says there is a rest for the people of God.
Og Bibelen siger der er en tid til at hvile for Guds folk.
The Bible says fret not.
Og Bibelen siger frygt ikke.
But rest in the Lord.
Men hvil i Herren.
Father, we thank you this morning you are giving us that rest, Lord.
Far, vi takker dig for at du her til morgen giver os den hvile.
Rest in our hearts.
Hvile i vores hjerter.
Rest in our minds.
Hvile i vores sind.
Rest in our bodies.
Og hvile i vores læme.
Rest in our spirit man.
Og hvile i vores indre menneske.
Lord, we thank you that you are giving us that deep rest, Lord.
Herre, vi takker dig for at du giver os den her fuldstændig dybe hvile.
And we enter into that rest of God.
Og vi går ind i den hvile i dig, Herre.
And we receive that rest in our soul.
Og vi tager imod den hvile i vores sjæl.
In Jesus name we pray.
I Jesu navn så beder vi.
And everyone said amen.
Og alle sagde amen.
Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Gud velsign jer og vær venlig at tage plads.
Hallelujah. Thank God for this beautiful morning.
Tak Gud her for den her smukke morgen.
You know, Sunday mornings are very special.
Fordi søndag morgen, de er sådan meget særlige.
It's the Bible calls it the Lord's Day.
Bibelen kalder det Herrens dag.
And John the apostle was in Patmos Island on the Lord's Day.
Og Johannes Paulus' disciple han var på Patmos øen den dag.
The Bible says the Lord opened his eyes to see things.
Og Bibelen sagde at Herren åbnede hans øjne så han kunne se ting.
He says I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day.
Han sagde jeg var i ånden her på Herrens dag.
And God began to open his eyes to see the visions of God.
Og Gud han begyndte at åbne hans øjne så han kunne se Guds visioner.
And he heard the voice of God.
Og han hørte Guds stemme.
Why is Sunday morning special? Because
så hvorfor er det at søndag morgen er særligt?
It is the day that Jesus rose again from the dead.
Fordi det er den dag hvor Jesus han blev oprejst fra de døde på den første dag i ugen.
And that's why the church got together on Sunday mornings and worshiped the Lord because it reminded them that they were worshiping the risen Lord.
Og det minder dem om at de tilbeder den opstandne Herre, og det er derfor vi samles om søndagen.
Every day is the Lord's day.
Så enhver dag er jo Herrens dag.
But there's something about the Lord's day because it puts the enemy on notice.
Men der er noget omkring det her med Herrens dag, fordi det gør noget ved fjenden, at det sådan ligesom gør ham opmærksom.
Because Jesus is alive.
Fordi at Jesus han lever.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's the power of resurrection that sets us apart from everything else.
Og det er kraften i opstandelsen som adskiller os fra alt andet.
Hallelujah. You will not find the mention of the devil after Jesus rose again from the dead.
Og du kan ikke finde, at der er ordet djævel, at det er nævnt efter at Jesus han blev opstået fra de døde.
You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was praying. The enemy was really, you know, battling him.
Fordi når Jesus han bad, så kæmpede fjenden virkelig imod ham.
Even on the cross, the enemy was stirring up people to mock at Jesus.
Selv på korset, der opildnede fjenden mennesker til at spotte ham.
But after the resurrection of Jesus, you won't find the enemy anywhere close by.
Men efter opstandelsen af Jesus fra de døde, der finder du ikke fjenden i nærheden.
You know why? Because the enemy is defeated because of the resurrection of Jesus.
Og ved du hvorfor? Det er fordi fjenden han blev overvundet på grund af opstandelsen.
And we worship a risen Lord.
Og vi tilbeder den opstandne Herre.
And know that even this morning that Jesus is alive here in our midst.
Og ved at selv her til morgen så er Jesus så lever Jesus han er i vores midte.
And he wants you to experience that victory that he paid for on the cross by his death and his resurrection.
At virkelig du skal opleve den her sejr som han betalte for på korset og med den her opstandelse.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the risen name of our Lord Jesus.
Der er kraft i det opstandne Herre Jesus Kristus navn.
Even as we were singing that beautiful song, you know, I speak the name of Jesus.
Selv da vi sang den her smukke sang, I speak the name of Jesus, jeg taler Jesu navn.
Even today the enemy trembles at the name of Jesus.
Selv i dag så dier og ryster fjenden ved Jesu navns nævnelse.
Because Jesus is alive.
Fordi Jesus han lever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Der er kraft i Jesu navn.
Hallelujah. And this morning God wants us to experience that victory.
Og her til morgen så ønsker Gud at vi skal opleve den her sejr.
And pastor rightly said, pastor, this year is going to be a year of victory.
Og som pastor korrekt sagde, så bliver det her år et sejrens år.
There's something God wants to do in our lives this year.
Der er noget Gud han ønsker at gøre i vores liv i det her år.
This is a very special year as I've been telling you.
Som jeg har sagt til jer, så er det et helt særligt år.
And I'm so honored to be here with you. The first Sunday of this year, it's such an honor to be here.
Og jeg er så beæret over at være her den første søndag i det nye år sammen med jer.
And I bring greetings to you from our church, Cornerstone Fellowship in Philadelphia. And they send their love and greetings to you.
Og jeg bringer hilsener til jer fra kirken i Philadelphia, og de sender virkelig jeres hilsener og kærlighed til jer.
You know, my wife could not be here with us this time. She is ministering in India. Actually, she is ministering in Carol's sister's church.
Min kone, hun kunne være med mig den her gang, fordi hun er faktisk i Indien, og hun er og nede og tjene i Carol's søsters kirke.
And you know, it's such an honor to be here, Pastor. Thank you for inviting me to come.
Og det er sådan en ære at være her, pastor. Og mange tak fordi du har inviteret mig.
I want to thank you, thank my dear cousin. He's been like feeding me with great Indian food.
Og så vil jeg også takke min kære fætter, og han har virkelig givet mig lækker indisk mad.
He's become a master chef now.
Han er simpelthen blevet en master chef.
Things that I've told him, you know, I'm so proud of him because, you know, none of my cousins we cook. He's the only one who cooks.
Og jeg har sagt til ham, at jeg er simpelthen så stolt af ham, fordi der er ingen af mine fætre, der sådan der sådan kokkerer, men det kan han.
All the authentic Indian food.
Og han kokkerer simpelthen det autentiske indiske køkken.
This morning he made me a special idlis and chutney, you know, which is like a typical South Indian dish.
Og her til morgen der gav han mig sådan et typisk indisk måltid.
And it tastes really, really good. You know, I mean, it's hard to make those things.
Og det er faktisk rigtig svært at lave det, han har tilberedt til pastor Visuvasum her til morgen. Men det smagte bare godt.
And I admire him so much.
Og jeg beundrer ham simpelthen.
You know, Steve and I grew up together.
Steven og jeg, vi er jo vokset op sammen.
We lived in the same street.
Og vi boede på den samme gade.
His dad and my mom are brother and sister. So he's my first cousin.
Hans far og min mor, de var søskende, så vi er jo første kusiner.
We went to the same school.
Vi gik i den samme skole.
And we played soccer a lot.
Og vi spillede fodbold.
You know, in my school days, you know, the funny thing was we had to fight to get a football.
Og det var faktisk ret sjovt, fordi i min skoletid, der skulle vi sådan have kampe i det her.
It was a big school, there were about 1,000 students.
der var omkring 1000 studerende, så det var en stor skole.
So we had a game room where we they'll everybody has to run and go get a soccer ball, a football, you know.
Og vi havde sådan et spillerum, hvor der var de her fodbolde, og det galt bare om at løbe virkelig stærkt ind for at få fat på en bold.
So during lunchtime, as soon as the bell rang, all of us would be running towards the game room to get a nice soccer football, you know.
Så når det var frokost og klokken den ringede, så var det bare med at bene afsted ned for at få fat i sådan en fodbold der.
So usually, you know, the bigger boys will get the good ones, you know, then the whatever leftovers, the little ones would get it.
Og så plejede det jo at være sådan, at de store drenge, de fik de bedste bolde, og så de små, de fik jo så det, der var rest.
And sometimes, you know, the bigger boys will steal ball from the younger ones and run off.
Og nogle gange så skete det altså også det, at de store drenge, de stjal fra de mindre af de gode bolde.
So I remember I was in 9th grade and Steve was in 6th grade.
Og jeg kan huske, at jeg...
Younger. No. I was in 11th grade and you were in 6th grade, right?
Jeg kan huske, jeg var i noget, der hed 11. klasse, og du var i 6. klasse, Steven.
Steven is actually 5 years younger than me.
For Steven, han er faktisk 5 år yngre end mig.
Okay. But he looks like my older brother.
Men han ser ud som om han er min storebror.
He is wiser than me, definitely.
Han er helt klart klogere end mig.
Anyway, so what will happen is they'll steal the football from him.
Nå, men det der skete, det var altså, at de stjal fodbolden fra ham.
The bigger boys will steal and go away, you know, run off.
Så de store drenge, de tog bolden og så stak de af.
So Steve will come crying to me.
Og så kom Steven hen og græd til mig.
He'll tell me they have stolen my ball.
Og så sagde de har stjålet min fodbold.
So I was in 11th grade, you know, I was one of the bigger boys. So I'd go and go tell those other fellows, don't touch my cousin's ball. Give it back to him.
Så jeg gik jo i 11. klasse, så jeg var en af de større drenge. Så jeg gik jo hen til dem og sagde, I skal bare ikke tage bolden fra Steven.
So, because I was my school football captain team, in a team captain, so, you know, everybody was scared of me, so they would give the ball back to him.
Fordi jeg var faktisk anfører for det her fodboldhold her, så mange de var jo bange for mig, så de skyndte jo at give bolden tilbage til Steven.
So we had a lot of fun growing up, you know.
Så mens vi sådan voksede op, så havde vi faktisk rigtig meget sjov.
So when I came to know the Lord.
Men da jeg så kom til at lære Herren at kende.
Back in 1983.
Tilbage i
about 40 years back.
I 1983.
And you know when the Lord touched my life, he changed a lot of things and many of my cousins came to know the Lord around the same time.
Og da Herren han rørte mit liv, så skete der noget, og mange af mine kusiner, de kom også til at lære Herren at kende.
And Steve was still in school, high school at that time.
Og Steven, han var stadigvæk i high school på det tidspunkt.
But when he gave his life to the Lord and when he wanted to know more about the Lord, you know, we would get together and pray and we would fellowship and worship together.
Men da han lærte Herren at kende, og så begyndte vi at samles og vi delte ordet sammen og vi tilbad og vi sang sammen.
He has been a great encouragement to me.
Så har han været en meget stor opmuntring for mig.
I remember, you know, when he was in college.
Jeg kan huske, da han var i college.
And when the Lord laid on my heart to, you know, help young people, he brought all his friends, all his classmates. And we had a fellowship in his house for many, many years. And, you know, many young people came to know the Lord and were raised up in ministry. Sorry.
Herren, han har lagt på mit hjerte, at jeg skulle bede for at arbejde med unge mennesker. Og så gjorde Steven det, at han bragte en masse unge mennesker til mig. Og så begyndte vi at samle, så vi begyndte at bede, og vi begyndte at tilbe. Og have det her fællesskab med de mange unge mennesker. Og det lå virkelig på mit hjerte.
And we would meet almost every day in his house, and we would worship and pray together.
Og hver dag, så samles vi i hans hus, hvor vi tilbad, og vi bad sammen.
Stevens older brother Sundar was 3 years older to me.
Og Stevens ældre bror Sundar, han var 3 år ældre end mig.
And I'm sure you know Mehboob Khan who came here in summer.
Så var der Mehboob Khan, der kom her i sommer.
So Sundar, Mehboob and I would get together and pray, and Steve would join later, you know, he was younger at that time, but so we would get together and we would pray for hours and hours. That's how we started our walk with the Lord.
Så de her to brødre og jeg og Steven, vi samledes, og så i flere år, der bad vi sammen i en gruppe.
And I'm telling you, looking back, I can tell you, God has been so good and merciful to us.
Og jeg kan sige jer, at nu når jeg ser tilbage på mit liv, så kan jeg se, hvordan Gud han har været så barmhjertig.
And Stephen and I served in the same church back in India. You know, we ministered together, and you know, God has been great, you know, in each one of our lives.
Gud han har været så storslået i hver enkelt af vores liv, og vi har tjent i den samme kirke.
So we have wonderful memories, you know, that we keep talking about all the time. And so, and Stephen, of course, has come and ministered many times in our church in Philadelphia.
Så vi har så mange gode minder sammen, som vi har talt om. Og Stephen, han har også været over og tjene i kirken i Philadelphia flere gange.
Just before I came, I was talking to one of our worship leaders at church, and he said, and I told him, you know, I'm going to Denmark, you know, to be there. And he said, please tell Pastor Steve that, you know, I enjoy when he leads worship. He said, being a worship leader himself, he said, I was so touched when he came and led worship here in Philly.
Og lige inden jeg kom ind her, der talte jeg med en af lovsangslederne fra Philadelphia, og da han hørte, at jeg var her, så siger han, du må endelig give den største hilsen til Stephen, fordi jeg har, som lovsangsleder, så har jeg altid nyt at høre Stephen, når han er på.
And Pastor Erling has come and ministered several times in our church. We're so every time we have him, we love him, we enjoy his ministry. People have been asking for you, Pastor, when are you coming back?
Og så Erling, du har også været over at have tjeneste i vores kirke, og det har vi også bare nyt. Og folk, de har også spurgt ind til, hvornår kommer du tilbage?
So we look forward to having you.
Så vi ser frem til, at du kommer.
So and so it's such an honor to be here this morning with you.
Og det er sådan en ære at være sammen med jer her til morgen.
And I just want you to know that the Lord has peace for you this year in a very special way.
Og det ligger mig sådan på hjertet at sige til jer, at Herren han har fred til jer i det her år.
And, you know, the Lord has been giving me this word since the beginning of this year. You know, and the Lord was telling me how he was going to give peace to his people this year.
Fra starten af det her år, der har Herren lagt det på mit hjerte med skriftstedet omkring, hvordan han vil give fred til sit folk.
And so this morning, you know, if you have your Bibles, we're going to look into how God is going to give us peace this year.
Så hvis I har jeres bibler, så vil I gerne tage den frem, og så vil vi se på, hvordan Gud han kan give jer fred i det her år.
Before the new year, you know, I was praying and asking God, Lord, what is your word for your people this year?
Og inden nytår, der bad jeg til Herren, og jeg bad ham om at give mig svar på, hvad er dit ord til os
and in the
i
night,
det nye år?
And in the night time as I was sleeping, I heard the Spirit of God say these words.
Og ved aftentid, da jeg var ved at sove, der hørte jeg Gud sige de her ord.
He said, go in peace.
Han sagde, gå med fred.
Go in peace.
Gå med fred.
And I believe this year God is sending us with his peace.
Og jeg tror på at Gud han i det her år sender os med fred.
And I was reminded of, you know, what Jesus said in John's Gospel chapter 14 verse 27.
Og i Johannes 14, 17, der blev jeg mindet om hvad det var at Gud han har sagt til Paulus.
And in John 14, 27, we read like this. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Det var 27. Fred efterlader jeg jer. Min fred giver jeg jer. Jeg giver jer ikke, som verden giver. Jeres hjerte forfærdes ikke, og vær ikke modløst.
The Lord does not just give us peace.
Herren han giver os ikke kun fred.
He gives us his peace.
Han giver os hans fred.
Say his peace.
Sig hans fred.
You know, the peace of Jesus is so powerful.
Jesus fred, den er så kraftfuld.
You know, the world talks about peace a lot.
Og verden, den taler rigtig meget om fred.
I don't know, in the 70s, you know, they used to say peace, you know, everybody had this peace sign, you know, I don't know if you remember.
Og i 70'erne, der havde vi det her fredstegn, og det gik alle rundt og sagde.
See, when it comes to the world, the Bible says the world will say peace, safety and all that, but sudden destruction will come in the world.
Når det drejer sig om verden, så vil verden sige fred, ingen fare, men lige pludselig så ramler det hele.
That is worldly peace. That has no backing of God.
Og det er verdens fred, fordi der ikke nogen støtte fra Gud.
But the peace of God is very different.
Men Guds fred er fuldstændig anderledes.
And you say shalom.
For vi siger shalom.
The peace of God is very different. It means nothing missing, nothing broken.
Guds fred er helt anderledes, fordi det betyder, der er ikke mangel på noget, og der er ikke noget, der er i stykker.
The peace of God is life-changing.
Guds fred er livsforandrende.
The peace of God brings healing and restoration.
Guds fred bringer lægedom og genoprettelse.
The peace of God brings hope and future.
Guds fred bringer håb ind i fremtiden.
The word peace, shalom, is a very loaded word.
Ordet shalom, det er et meget kraftfuldt ord.
It is not the absence of problems.
Og det betyder ikke, at det er fravær af problemer.
It is in the midst of all that we go through in life, the perfect peace of God fills our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
Det er, at den fuldkomne fred fylder vores hjerter midt i alt det her, vi står i.
And God is
Guds fred.
God has called us to be a people of peace.
Og Gud, han har kaldet os til, at vi skal være et fredens folk.
Peace is not only that we enjoy and receive from the Lord.
Fred, det handler ikke kun om, at vi nyder noget og tager imod noget fra Herren.
It is something that we also give to others.
Det er noget, som vi også giver til andre.
The Bible says, Jesus said, when you go into someone's house, he said, say, peace be to you.
Bibelen den siger, at når du tager hen til et andet mands hus, så siger du, fred være med dig.
And the Bible says, if the son of peace is in that house, they will be able to receive your peace.
Og Bibelen siger også, at hvis fredens søn er der, så vil de være i stand til at tage imod den her fred.
If they are not able to receive that peace, he said, the peace will come back to you.
Og hvis de ikke kan tage imod den her fred, så vil freden vende tilbage til
dig
selv.
Peace, the peace of God is transferable.
Så Guds fred er overførbar.
When you speak peace over someone or over a situation, it will happen.
Så når du udtaler fred over en person eller over en situation, så sker det.
That's why when Jesus looked at the storm, he said, peace be still.
Det er derfor, da Jesus han så på stormen, så sagde han, vær stille, fred, vær stille.
And the storm calmed.
Og så lagde stormen sig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The peace of God is a powerful, powerful force.
Guds,
and power of God.
Guds fred er en meget kraftfuld, meget, meget kraftfuld ressource. Og det er Guds kraft.
It is something that we receive by the Holy Spirit.
Det er noget, som vi tager imod gennem den hellige ånd.
In Romans 14:17 it says.
I Romerne 14:17 der står
says,
der.
The kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Retfærdighed, fred og glæde i den hellige ånd, det er Guds ånd. Det handler ikke om, hvad vi spiser og drikker.
So the peace of God comes through the Holy Spirit of God.
Så Guds fred kommer gennem den hellige ånd.
Romans 15:13 says.
Romerne 15:14 siger.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
Må Guds fred fylde jer med glæde i det I tror.
That you may abound in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Men håbets Gud fylde eder med alt glæde og fred i det I tro for at I må blive rige I håbet ved den hellige ånds kraft.
Our God is called the God of peace.
Vores Gud, han bliver kaldt fredens Gud.
Hallelujah. Peace comes only from the Lord.
Fred kommer kun fra Herren.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank God for that peace.
Tak for den fred.
If our hearts are restless.
Hvis vores hjerter er urolige.
If we are troubled and afraid and worried and anxious for something that is going on in our lives.
Hvis vi er bekymrede, angste, urolige, bange for noget der sker i vores liv.
This morning I believe God's peace is coming upon us.
Så har jeg tro for at Guds fred her til morgen kommer over os.
And the word of the Lord is let not your heart be troubled.
Og Herrens ord er lad ikke dit hjerte være bekymret.
Neither let it be afraid.
Eller lad det heller ikke være bange.
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Gud han har ikke givet os frygtens ånd.
He's given us a spirit of power, love and a sound mind.
Han har givet os ånden af kraft og et sundt sind og kærlighed.
On Friday night I said 1 Corinthians 14:33 says.
1. Korinther 14.
God is not the author of confusion, but he's the God of peace.
Han er ikke ophav.
14:33 1 Corinthians 14:33 It says for God is not the author of confusion but he's the God of peace.
Gud han er ikke ophavsmanden til forvirring, men han er ophavsmand til fred.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The king of Egypt, the Pharaoh was very troubled in his heart.
Kongen i Egypten, faraoen, han havde et meget foruroliget hjerte.
He had this dream from God.
Han har fået en drøm fra Gud.
He was very confused.
Og han var meget forvirret.
Because he saw two different dreams.
Fordi han har set to forskellige drømme.
And he was very troubled.
Og han var meget foruroliget.
He called for all the wise men and astrologers in his nation.
Og han kaldte på alle astrologer og alle vismænd der var i hele nationen.
And the funny thing is he actually had forgotten the dream and he didn't know what to, you know, make of the dream and all that, but all he knew was he was troubled in his heart.
Og det sjove ved det var at han havde faktisk glemt drømmen, men han havde stadigvæk den her foruroligelse i sit hjerte.
And then they finally found out there is a man who could interpret dreams.
Og så fandt de endelig ud af, at der var en mand, der kunne tolke og tyde de her drømme.
And it was Joseph who was sitting in the prison.
Og det var Josef, som var fængslet.
And you know, I don't know if you know the story. You know, the baker and the butler had dreams, and he interprets dreams for them, and the dreams come to pass while they were in prison. The butler is raised up and the baker is his life is over and all that.
Jeg ved ikke, om I kender den her lignende eller historie omkring tjeneren og og bageren, som hvor han begge to tyder drømme for den, og hvor hvor bageren han bliver oprejst, men den anden bliver det ikke.
Long story short.
Så en lang historie gør jeg kort.
He remembered that this man Joseph helped him 2 years prior to that and helped him interpret his dream, and he said,
han kom pludselig i tanke, Han kom pludselig i tanke om at bæren for 2 år siden havde fået tydet en drøm, og så kom han i tanke om Josef.
He said, Pharaoh, I'm so sorry, I forgot that this man in the prison, Joseph, he interpreted my dream. He will be able to help you.
Og han sagde til farver, jeg er simpelthen så ked, jeg har helt glemt det, men der er en mand i fængslet, Josef. Han er i stand til at kunne tyde din drøm.
And so they bring Joseph before Pharaoh.
Så derfor bringer de Josef ind foran faraoen.
In Genesis 41 and verse 16 it says like this.
I 41:16 i 1. Mosebog, der siger det sådan her.
And Pharaoh is telling him, this is what happened, I had a dream and all that. Genesis 41:16.
Josef svarede farao, ikke jeg, men Gud vil give farao et gunstigt svar.
So Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace.
Josef. Det er ikke mig, der svarer, men det er Gud, der svarer.
So he tells, Joseph tells Pharaoh, don't worry, it's not me giving you the answer. He says, God will give you an answer of peace.
Så Josef han siger til ham, farao, du skal vide, det er ikke mig, der giver et svar, men det er Gud, der giver et svar igennem mig.
Say answer of peace.
Og han vil give fredens svar.
Answer of peace. You know, God.
Fredens svar, prøv at sige det.
And this morning, that's the word God wants to give us, the answer of peace.
Og her til morgen, der er det ord Gud han ønsker at give os, fredens svar.
Hallelujah. Only can God can give us the answer of peace.
Fordi det er kun Gud der kan give os et freds svar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe God is giving you an answer of peace this morning?
Tror du at Gud han vil give dig et gunstigt svar, og i den engelske står der et fredens svar.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Tak Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, this morning the Lord reminded me of this particular scripture, and he said, Tell my people I'm giving them an answer of peace.
Og her til morgen, der bliver jeg mindet om lige præcis det her skriftsted, hvor der står, at han vil give et gunstigt svar, og i den engelske, der står der, han vil give et fredens svar.
So, and you know, God wants to give us this peace, and he says, go in peace. And I want to share with you four things about, actually five things about this how this peace will manifest in our lives.
Og jeg vil give fem budskaber omkring, hvordan den her fred kan blive manifesteret i jeres liv, det her med fredens svar.
And the first word is in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 through 18.
I 1. Samuel 1 til 19, der vil jeg give det første budskab.
It is the story about how God blessed this couple, Elkanah and Hannah.
Det handler om en historie omkring, hvordan Gud han velsignede.
Before God gave them their son Samuel, something happened.
Før Gud han gav dem sønnen Samuel, der skete der noget.
Yeah. So let me read in English, and then you know, we'll have it read in Danish as well. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 through 18 says, verse 9 starting saying, so Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Now, then Eli answered and said, go in peace. The God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
Fra 1. Samuel 1:9. Men da de havde holdt måltid i Silo, stod Hannah op og trådte hen for Herrens åsyn, mens præsten Eli sad på sin stol ved en af dørstolperne i Herrens hus. Og i sin vonde bad hun under heftig gråd til Herren og aflagde det løfte. Herreskares herre, hvis du vil se til din tjenerindes nød og kom mig i hu, og ikke glemme din tjenerinde, men giv din tjenerinde en søn, så vil jeg give ham til Herren alle hans levedage, og ingen ravekniv skal komme på hans hoved. Således bad hun længe for Herrens åsyn, og Eli iagttog hendes mund. Men da Hanna talte ved sig selv, så kun hendes læber bevægede sig, og hendes stemme ikke kunne høres, troede Eli, at hun var beruset, og sagde til hende, hvor længe vil du gå og være drukken? Se at komme af med din rus. Men Hannah svarede, nej herre, jeg er en hårdt prøvet kvinde. Vin og stærk drik har jeg ikke drukket. Jeg udøste kun min sjæl for Herrens åsyn. Regn ikke din trælkvinde for en dårlig kvinde. Nej, hele tiden har jeg talt ud af min dybe kummer og kvide. Eli svarede, gå bort i fred. Israels Gud vil jeg give dig, hvad du har bedt ham om. Der sagde hun, måtte din trælkvinde finde noget for dine øjne. Så gik kvinden sin vej, og hun spiste ikke og så ikke længere forgrammet ud.
So the first thing God wants us to know is,
så det første Gud han ønsker vi skal vide, det er,
go in peace, for the Lord has heard your prayer.
Gå med fred, for Herren har hørt din bøn.
You know, maybe you prayed about something for many, many years.
Måske har du bedt om noget i mange, mange år.
And you're saying, you know, how long will I wait, Lord?
Og du siger til Herren, hvor længe skal jeg vente?
Why have you not heard my prayer?
Hvorfor har du ikke hørt min bøn?
And this morning the word of the Lord comes to us saying, go in peace, for the Lord has heard your prayer.
Der kommer ordet til os, gå med fred, for Herren har hørt din bøn.
You know, God gave Hannah an answer of peace that morning.
Fordi Gud, han gav Hannah et fredens svar.
And she gave birth to Samuel. Samuel means asked of God.
Og hun fødte sønnen Samuel, og Samuel betyder spørg Gud.
She asked for a child. God gave her a prophet.
Hun bad om et barn, og Herren gav hende en profet.
God always gives us more than we ask.
For Gud, han giver os altid mere end det vi beder om.
Hallelujah. I don't know what you're asking God this morning.
Og jeg ved ikke, hvad det er, du beder Herren om her til morgen.
God is giving you exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think.
Og Gud, han giver dig mere langt ud over det du kan forvente.
Hallelujah.
Når du beder til ham.
Be encouraged this morning. Be confident in what you're asking God for.
Så vær overbevist om at have tillid til det du beder om og be Herren om det.
God wants to bless us even more than we can ever imagine.
Fordi Gud, han ønsker at velsigne os langt mere end det vores forstand rækker til.
You know, there's an expression, sky is the limit.
Og der er et udtryk der hedder himlen er grænsen.
You know, for us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
Og for os, Jesus som tror på Herren Jesus Kristus, der er han vores øvre grænse.
It's not just the sky, it's Jesus is our limit.
Det er ikke kun himlen, det er Jesus, der er vores grænse.
Whatever he desires to do in your life.
Og hvad han ønsker at gøre i dit liv.
He wants to do it and just let him do it.
Så ønsker han at gøre det og bare lad ham gøre det.
Don't limit yourself to your own thinking.
Begræns ikke dig selv til din egen tænkemåde.
Don't let anything else limit you. Let Jesus be your limit.
Lad ikke noget andet sætte en grænse for dig. Lad kun Jesus sætte en grænse.
God's heart is to bless you so you can be a blessing.
Guds hjerte er at velsigne dig, så du kan være en velsignelse.
The Bible says the faithful man will abound with the blessings of God.
Og Bibelen siger, at den trofaste mand vil få i overflod af velsignelse.
The Bible says the blessing of the Lord is upon the righteous.
Og Bibelen siger, at Guds velsignelse er over den retfærdige.
Blessing is not how much money you have.
Og velsignelse, det handler ikke om hvor mange penge du har.
It's not the wealth we possess.
Og det er ikke den rigdom og det vi ejer.
It is the anointing that you carry upon your life.
Det er den salvelse som du bærer over dit liv.
And it's the anointing that is in you.
Og det er salvelsen der er i dig.
Hallelujah. So wherever you walk with a blessing.
Så hvor end du går, så vandrer du med en velsignelse.
You know, even if the stock market crashes.
Og også selvom aktiemarkedet det styrtdykker.
You don't have to worry because the blessing is on you.
Så behøver
That's
du
not
ikke
going to crash.
Dig, fordi at velsignelse er over dig. Så you det know, handler ikke om penge.
Yeah, in 2008 when the stock market crashed.
I 2008 dengang aktiemarkedet det styrtdykkede.
I was talking to a man who had invested everything in his life in all his savings into the stock market and when the stock market crashed his life crashed.
Så talte jeg med en mand som havde investeret alt hvad han ejede havde i de her aktier. Så da aktiemarkedet det styrtdykkede, så havde han tabt alt hvad han ejede.
So he came crying to me, he said, Pastor, everything I lost, everything.
Så han kom grædende til mig og så siger han, jeg har mistet alt.
I told him, you may have lost money, but you have not lost the blessing of God.
Så sagde jeg, det kan godt være, du har mistet penge, men du har ikke mistet Guds velsignelse.
I told him, the blessing of God is upon your life.
Og jeg sagde til ham, at Guds velsignelse er over dit liv.
I told him, God will rebuild your life.
Og jeg sagde til ham, at Gud han vil genopbygge dit liv.
And the Lord took care of him and his family.
Og Herren tog sig af ham og han tog sig af hans familie.
And you know, God revived his life.
Og Gud han genoplivede hans liv.
See, when the blessing of the Lord is upon your life.
Så når Guds velsignelse er over dit liv.
You can be thrown into the dungeon and yet you will rise up.
Så kan du blive smidt ned i fangehullet, men alligevel så vil du blive rejst op.
Nothing can stop you as a child of God when God's blessing is upon your life.
Der er intet der kan stoppe dig, hvis du et Guds barn, for Guds velsignelse er over dig.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know they chased David and you know tried to destroy his life.
De jagtede David og de forsøgte at destruere hans liv.
But God's hand was on David's life.
Men Guds hånd var over Davids liv.
And God lifted him up.
Og Gud han løftede ham op.
Nothing can stop a child of God who walks with God.
Der er intet der kan stoppe et Guds barn, når det vandrer med
and
Gud.
And all that we need to do is to walk with Jesus.
Og alt vi har brug for at gøre, det er at vandre med Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, I really believe God is going to manifest his power in a mighty way in the coming days and years.
Jeg tror virkelig på at Guds kraft vil blive manifesteret her i de kommende dage og i de kommende år.
I believe we're coming a full circle to where the early church was, and just as God began to move powerfully in the early church, he's going to start moving through the body of Christ in the coming days.
Jeg tror på, at vi kommer ind i den her fuldendte cirkel, hvor vi vender tilbage, ligesom de tidlige kirker var, at bevæge os i den her kraft.
So go in peace, for the Lord has heard your prayer.
Så gå med fred, for Herren har hørt din bøn.
Say after me, the Lord has heard my prayer.
Sig efter mig, Herren har hørt min bøn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your prayers are not in vain.
Dine bønner, de går ikke til spilde.
Do you know your prayers go before God as a memorial?
Dine bønner, de går ind for Gud som et minde.
Hallelujah. The second thing is,
og det andet det er,
God says, I want you to know that my peace is with you, and because of that,
Gud, han
your
siger,
life will be touched with the healing power of God.
Gud han siger, at jeg ønsker, at du skal vide, at min fred er med dig, og på grund af det, så vil du blive ramt af den lægende, helbredende kraft.
Mark chapter 5 verse 25 through 34.
I Markus.
Mark 5:25.
5-25. Eller
25-34. So let me read Mark 5:25 onwards. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus and came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, see, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Så Markus 5 fra 25. Og der var en kvinde, som havde lidt af svære blødninger i 12 år. Hun havde døjet meget af mange læger, og alt hvad hun ejede, havde hun sat til, uden at være blevet hjulpet, og det var snarere blevet værre med hende. Hun havde hørt tale om Jesus, og kom nu i skaren og rørte bagfra ved hans kappe, til hun tænkte, hvis jeg får rørt, om det så kun er ved hans klæder, bliver jeg frelst. Og straks tørrede hendes blods kilde, og hun mærkede i sit læme, at hun var blevet lægt for sin plage. Og straks da Jesus mærkede på sig selv, at den kraft var udgået fra ham, vendte han sig om midt i skaren og sagde, hvem var det, der rørte ved mine klæder? Og hans disciple sagde til ham, du ser jo, hvordan skaren trænger sig om dig, og dog spørger du, hvem var det, der rørte ved mig? Og han så sig omkring for at få øje på hende, som havde gjort det. Og kvinden kom frygtsomt og bævende, da hun vidste, hvad der var sket med hende, og hun faldt ned for ham og sagde hele sandheden. Men da sagde han til hende, datter, din tro har frelst dig. Gå bort med fred og vær helbredt for din plage.
Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Gå bort med fred og vær helbredt for din plage, for din tro, min datter, har frelst dig.
Go in peace, for the Lord has touched your life with his power and healing.
Gå med fred, for Herren har berørt dig med hans helbredende kraft.
This morning I don't know what kind of sickness or infirmity you're battling.
Og her til morgen, så ved jeg ikke, hvad det er for en sygdom eller svaghed, som du kæmper imod.
Whatever has been afflicting you.
Hvad end det er, der har plaget dig.
The Lord wants to give you this word, saying, go in peace, For he is healing of you, healing you of your affliction.
Så ønsker Herren at give dig det her ord. Gå med fred, for han har helbredt dig for din plage.
Halleluja. Our God is a healer.
Vores Gud er helbreder.
His name is Jehovah Rapha.
Hans navn er Jehova.
The Bible says that Jesus bore all that stripes on his body on the cross.
Og Bibelen siger at Jesus han bar alle sårstriberne på
and
korset.
And by his stripes we are healed.
Og ved hans sår har vi lægedom.
Hallelujah. God wants to manifest his healing power in your body.
Gud han ønsker at manifestere sin helbredende kraft
ind
i dit legeme.
The third thing is.
Og det er det andet og det tredje det er.
God also wants to give us assurance of his forgiveness.
Gud han ønsker også at give os sikkerhed om hans tilgivelse.
Luke chapter 7 verse 36 onwards.
Lukas 7 og 36.
It's a long story. I'm going to just simply shorten it and tell you what the story is about. Luke chapter 7 verse 36 through 50 talk about this woman who
Det er Lukas 7:36 og han fortæller historien og gør den lidt kortere, for den er fra 36 og så frem efter.
It's a beautiful story. You can go home and read. You know, I don't want to take too much time, but it talks about this woman who lived a very challenging life. You know, had many issues in her life and all that, and she had she had lived a sinful life, and so her heart was so broken when she came to Jesus.
Det handler om en kvinde, der har et nedbrudt hjerte, fordi hun har levet et syndigt liv, og hun har haft rigtig, rigtig mange ting, der har været svære og hårde i hendes liv. Og han opfordrer jer til at gå hjem og læse det bagefter, fordi han vil ikke tage for meget tid at tjene af gudstjenesten.
She sat at the feet of Jesus.
Så hun sad der ved Jesu fødder.
She shed her tears at his feet.
Og hun græd ud over hans fødder.
And wiped his feet with her hair.
Og hun tørrede tårerne væk med hendes eget hår.
Anointed his feet with fragrant oil.
Og så salvede hun hans fødder med velduftende olie.
And the people around were complaining. They said, you know, why is she wasting all this perfume on and the feet of Jesus.
Og folk omkring hende, de begyndte at klage og sige, hvorfor i alverden spilder du alt det der velduftende olie på hans fødder?
And Jesus looked at her and he said, verse 47, he says, therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
Men Jesus, han svarede folket ved at sige, derfor siger jeg dig, hendes mange synder er hende forladt, siden hun har elsket meget. Men den, hvem kun lidt forlades, elsker kun lidt.
Verse 50 says, then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
Og der siger han til hende, dine synder er dig forladt, gå med fred.
You know, our God is a forgiving God.
For Gud, han er en Gud, der tilgiver.
Halleluja. And I love what Jesus said in that situation. He said, to whom much is forgiven, they love him much.
Og jeg elsker det her vers, hvor Jesus han simpelthen siger, at den, der har meget, der skal tilgives, elsker også meget.
You know, I don't know about you, but I was a wretched sinner.
Jeg ved ikke med dig, men jeg var i hvert fald en.
But God mercifully forgave me when I came to him.
Jeg var en synder, men Gud han ville tilgive mig, da jeg kom
and
til
I'm
ham.
And I'm always grateful to God for his forgiveness in my life.
Og jeg har altid været så taknemmelig over for at Gud han har tilgivet mig
when
i mit liv.
When I committed my life to Jesus in 1983.
Da jeg gav mit liv til Jesus i 93.
As a 19-year-old, I was a broken man.
Da jeg gav mit liv, der var jeg en nedbrudt mand.
I remember that night when I came home for the first time. I opened the Bible and read from Isaiah 44.
Jeg læste fra Isaias 41, da jeg kom hjem den aften og havde åbnet Bibelen.
Isaiah 44:22 says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
44:42 Jesajas, der står der, jeg har udslettet dine overtrædelser.
That night I wept and I gave my life to Jesus.
Og den aften der græd jeg, og der gav jeg mit liv til Jesus.
He forgave me of all my sins.
Fordi at gennem det vers, der forstod jeg, at han har tilgivet alle mine synder.
My sins were like a dark cloud.
Og mine synder, de var som en kæmpe mørk sky over mig.
And he forgave me.
Og han tilgav mig.
And he gave me a new life.
Og han gav mig et nyt liv.
You know, God is a forgiving God.
Gud, han er en Gud, der tilgiver.
I don't know if you are mourning over your sins.
Jeg ved ikke, om du sørger over dine synder.
I want you to know that Jesus is the one who forgives you.
Og jeg ønsker, at du skal vide, at det er Jesus, der tilgiver dig.
And he says, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace.
Og han siger, dine synder er dig forladt.
Hallelujah. You know, when we receive the forgiveness from Jesus,
når vi tager imod tilgivelse fra Jesus,
automatically his peace comes into our hearts.
Så kommer hans fred automatisk ind i vores
hjerte. It is a glorious experience.
Og det er en herlig oplevelse.
It is one of the most powerful things that can happen to an individual.
Det er en af de mest kraftfulde ting, der kan ske for et noget en som menneske.
Hallelujah. If you've never received that forgiveness from Jesus, today is your day of salvation.
Hvis du aldrig har modtaget sådan tilgivelse fra Jesus, så er det i dag din frelse.
All you need to do is like this woman, come to him and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord.
Alt du har brug for at gøre er at gøre ligesom den her kvinde gjorde.
I receive your forgiveness.
Kom til ham og sig tilgiv mig, så tag imod hans
tilgivelse. I receive your peace into my life.
Sig, jeg tager imod din tilgivelse og jeg tager imod din fred.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His peace is powerful.
Hans fred er kraftfuld.
His forgiveness is powerful.
Hans tilgivelse er kraftfuld.
Hallelujah. Our sins will be rolled away by the power in the blood of Jesus.
Og vores synder vil blive skyllet bort ved Jesu kraft.
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
For der er kraft i Jesu blod.
To cleanse us of all our sins.
Som renser os fra alle synder.
Of all our unrighteousness.
Og alle vores uretfærdigheder.
Go in peace, your sins are forgiven you.
Gå med fred, dine synder er dig tilgivet.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Number four.
Tak, Herre. Og nummer fire er,
you know, God gives us peace when we have godly friends.
Gud, han giver os fred, når vi har gudelige venner.
You know, godly friendships are very important.
Og det med at have guddommelige venner, det er meget, meget, meget vigtigt.
1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 42.
1 Samuel 20, 42.
This is Jonathan speaking to David.
Det er
1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 42.
1 Samuel 20:42.
It says, then Jonathan said to David, go in peace, since we have both sworn in the name of the Lord, saying, may the Lord be between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever. So he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city.
Så det handler om Jonathan. Derpå sagde Jonathan til David, far i fred om det, vi to har tilsvoret hinanden i Herrens navn, gælder, at Herren står mellem mig og dig, mellem mine og dine efterkommere for evigt. Så brød David op og drog bort, mens Jonathan gik ind i byen.
Jonathan was the son of Saul.
Jonathan,
King Saul.
Han var kong, eller søn af kong Saul.
And Saul did not like David.
Og Saul brød sig ikke om David.
And Saul was very upset with Jonathan for being friends with David.
Og Saul, han var meget oprørt over at Jonathan faktisk var venner med David.
But the Bible says Jonathan and David were very close. They were good godly friends.
Men Bibelen siger, at Jonathan og Saul, de var meget tætte, and, og de havde et guddommeligt venskab.
And Jonathan og tells Jonathan, David, you know what? My father may not like you, but I love you.
Jonathan, han siger til David, det kan godt være, at min far ikke kan lide dig, men jeg elsker dig.
And he says, go in peace.
Og han siger, gå med fred.
The Lord will watch between us. He will be there in the middle.
Herren, han vil våge over os, han vil være imellem os.
See, when we have godly friends like that.
Så når vi har guddommelige venner på den måde.
When we have true friends in Jesus.
Når vi har sande venner i Jesus.
They will stand with us no matter what.
Så vil de stå sammen med os uanset hvad.
Hallelujah. Even to their own hurt they may stand with us.
Og selvom at det kan give dem selv sorg, så vil de stå sammen med os.
Today we need people like David and Jonathan.
Og i dag, der har vi brug for mennesker ligesom
Hallelujah.
David og Jonathan.
Hallelujah. I am reminded of the disciples of the Lord.
Og jeg bliver mindet om Herrens disciple.
You know, Peter, James, John and Andrew were all fishermen.
Peter, Jakob og Andreas, de var alle sammen fiskere.
Peter and Andrew were brothers.
Peter og Andreas, de var brødre.
James and John were brothers.
Og Jakob og Peter, de var brødre.
They were fishing partners.
Og de var, de havde sådan en fiskepartnerskab.
They had a business going together.
Og de havde sådan en forretning sammen.
They helped out each other.
De hjalp hinanden.
They had their arguments.
Og de kunne også godt skændes.
They had their challenges.
Og de kunne også have deres udfordringer.
And John was closest to Jesus.
Og Johannes, han var den, der var tættest på på Jesus.
And so they had a bit of a competition and, you know, some struggles between them.
Så de kunne godt have sådan lidt konkurrence indbyrdes.
So anytime they wanted something to be done.
Så nogle gange, når de så hver eneste gang, når de ønskede, der var noget, der skulle gøres.
They'll talk to John.
Så gik de til Johannes.
They'll tell John, please go tell Jesus.
Så sagde de, oh, Johannes, kan du lige gå hen og sige til Jesus?
Huh? Peter would say, John, please tell Jesus.
Og Peter, han sagde det også til Johannes, kan du lige gå hen og sige til Jesus, at
Andrew was also close to Jesus.
Og Andreas, han var også tæt på Jesus.
And when they had a problem with the feeding of the 5000,
og dengang de så havde problem med at de skulle give mad til de 5000,
they said, Andrew, you go talk to Jesus, you know.
Der sagde de, Andreas, prøv lige gå hen og snak med Jesus.
And you know, they had all these dynamics with, between them and the disciple, with the disciples.
Og alle de her dynamikker, de foregik imellem disciplene indbyrdes.
See, but Jesus loved all of them equally.
Men Jesus, han elskede dem alle sammen lige meget.
And at that time they didn't understand.
Og på det tidspunkt, der forstod de det ikke.
So Peter and John during the ministry of Jesus didn't get along too well.
Så Peter og Johannes igennem den tjeneste der var de ikke sådan nogen der kom sådan særlig godt ud af det med hinanden.
You know, James and John were brothers and they brought their mother. They were called the sons of Zebedee. They were called sons of thunder actually. The father's name was Zebedee, but they were very fiery people, you know.
De var tordensønnerne, og de var nogle der var sådan ret meget kraftige, de her to brødre der.
So they went to a village to minister.
Så de tog hen til en landsby for at tjene.
Jesus was with them.
Og Jesus, han var med dem.
So James and John were also there.
Så Jakob og Johannes, de var der også.
And they did not receive Jesus in that village.
Og de tog simpelthen ikke imod Jesus der i landsbyen.
So James and John got very upset.
Så Jakob og Johannes, de blev sådan meget oprørte.
How dare they did not allow Jesus to come into their town?
Hvordan kunne det være, at de tillod sig ikke at byde Jesus velkommen?
So James and John went to Jesus.
Så Jakob og Johannes, de tog hen til Jesus.
They said, Lord.
Og de sagde, Herre.
Let us bring down fire like Elijah.
Prøv at lad os nu bringe ild ned over dem ligesom
Elias. Let us show them your power.
Lad dem vise os din kraft.
They thought Jesus would be very impressed.
Og så havde de faktisk den forventning om at Jesus han blev meget imponeret.
You know what Jesus told James and John?
Og ved I hvad Jesus han sagde til Jakob og Johannes?
Do you know what kind of spirit you're operating in?
Ved du hvad det er for en ånd der opererer i jer lige nu?
God is the God of Elijah.
Gud han er Elias Gud.
But he is not just throwing around his power, showing fire and this and that everywhere. That is not who God is.
Men han smider ikke bare sin kraft og sin ild sådan lidt hist og pist. Det er ikke sådan vores Gud er.
So Jesus corrected James and John.
Så Jesus han irettesatte Jakob og Johannes.
Another time after the resurrection of Jesus.
Og på et andet tidspunkt efter opstandelsen, Jesu opstandelse.
Jesus is talking to Peter.
Der taler Jesus med Peter.
In John 21.
I Johannes 21.
He's asking Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
Der spørger han Simon, søn af Jonas, elsker du mig?
He said yes, Lord.
Han sagde ja, herre.
You know I love you.
Du ved at jeg elsker dig.
Three times he asked him.
Tre gange spurgte han ham.
And finally he tells him, come follow me.
Og til sidst så siger han, kom, følg mig.
Because he had denied the Lord three times, so God was trying to, you know, get him back on track.
Fordi at han havde fornægtet Herren tre gange, så derfor ønskede Herren at få ham tilbage på sporet.
After Jesus called him, Peter, to follow him, he said, Peter says to Jesus, Lord, what about John?
Og så efter at han har sagt til ham, at han skulle komme ind på sporet og følge ham, så siger Peter til ham, jamen hvad så med Johannes?
And Jesus looked at Peter and he said, what is your problem?
Og der så Jesus på ham, og så siger han til ham, Hvad er dit problem?
What I do with John is not your problem.
Hvad jeg har med Johannes at gøre, det er ikke dit problem.
But you know what? They had their challenges during the ministry of Jesus.
Men ved I, de havde deres udfordringer, mens de gjorde tjeneste under Jesus.
But you know what? After the day of Pentecost.
Men efter
Peter and John became very close after the day of Pentecost.
Ja, efter pinsedag, så blev de meget, meget tætte, de to.
In Acts chapter 3.
Og i Apostlenes Gerninger 3.
Both of them are going to the temple.
Der er de begge to på vej hen til templet.
In the hour of prayer.
I den time, hvor de beder.
At the gate, beautiful, a lame man was sitting.
Og ganske smukt, så sidder der ved porten ind til templet en lam mand.
He's asking for money.
Og han beder om penge.
And they said, silver and gold we do not have, but such as, you know, what I have, I give to you. Look at it. First he says, look at us. He doesn't say, Peter says, look at us. He doesn't say, look at me.
Først så siger det Peter, se. Han sagde ikke, se på mig, men han sagde, se på os. Og så siger han til, så siger de til den lamme, sølv og guld, det har vi ikke, men hvad vi har, det giver vi dig.
Peter realized.
Og Peter han indså.
The kingdom of God is about unity.
At Guds rige, det handler om enhed.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know God believes in team ministry?
Ved I, at Gud han tror på team tjeneste?
We need each other in the body of Christ.
Vi har brug for hinanden i Kristi legeme.
And Peter looks at this layman and says, silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have, what I have I give to you, in the name of Jesus rise up and walk.
Og Peter han ser på den lamme og siger, sølv og guld har jeg ikke, men hvad jeg har, det giver jeg, så rejs dig i Jesu navn.
You know, there are two reasons why that miracle happened, that lame man began to walk and jump and leap and praise God. You know why God healed him?
Og der er to årsager til, hvorfor den lamme kunne rejse sig op og begynde at hoppe og springe af glæde.
Two reasons.
Der er to årsager.
Number one, the name of Jesus.
Den første, det er Jesus.
Number two.
Og nummer to er
Peter and John were united.
At Peter og Johannes, de var en enhed.
God does not work in a place where there is no unity.
Gud han arbejder ikke på et sted, hvor der ikke er enhed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the most powerful prayer that Jesus ever prayed?
Den mest kraftfulde bøn, som Jesus nogensinde bad.
In John 17.
Var i Johannes 17.
He said, Father, I pray that they may be one, even as we are one.
Far, jeg beder om, at de må være et, ligesom du og jeg er.
There is power in unity.
Fordi der er en kraft i at være et.
Psalm 133 says.
Salme 1.
Psalm 133 is a short psalm, only three verses.
133.
It says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, for there the Lord commands his blessing and life forever.
Hvor godt og hvor livligt er det, når brødre samles i en enighed, fordi der udkommanderer jeg min velsignelse.
Halleluja. More than ever before in the kingdom of God, we need the precious unity of God's people.
Mere end nogensinde før, der har vi brug for den her dyrebare enhed blandt Guds folk.
When we are united, God will move powerfully.
Når vi er forenet, så vil Gud bevæge sig med
Jesus
kraft.
Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Jesus han sagde, at hvor to eller tre er forsamlet, der er jeg midt iblandt dem.
He was not talking about two or three in number. He was talking about unity.
Han talte ikke om to eller tre som et antal, men han talte om det som en enhed.
If you read that in Matthew 18, he says, if two of you agree on anything, then it shall be done.
Hvis du læser om det i Matthæus 18, der står der, at hvor to er i enhed, der vil kan de bede om
the
det.
The power of unity.
Så det er kraften bag ved at være en enhed.
Halleluja. And the best example of unity is God himself.
Og det bedste eksempel på at være en enhed, det er Gud selv.
One God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
En Gud, Faderen, Sønnen og den Hellige Ånd.
God is a team in himself.
Gud er i sig selv et team. Et hold.
Jesus said, I and my Father are one.
Jesus han sagde, min Fader og jeg, vi er et.
you know, in the Hebrew, in the what they call Shema, meaning the Lord your Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one.
I hebræerne, right? Som man kalder Shema, der siger de, at de er et, Herren.
That's what the Jewish people pray, you know. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. He's not talking about number one. He's talking about God being in oneness.
Der beder jøderne om Herren din Gud i et, så han taler ikke om det at være en, men at være en enhed.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are in oneness, perfect unity.
Faderen og Sønnen og Helligånden er en enhed.
That is the unity He wants from each one of us.
En fuldkommen enhed, og det er den enhed, som han ønsker, der skal være iblandt os.
The early church, the secret was they were all in one place in one accord.
I den tidlige kirke, der var hemmeligheden, at de var alle sammen samlet på et sted og samlet som én stemme.
Oneness and unity is the key to seeing God move among us.
Så det at være en enhed og være fuldstændig fasttømret, det er hemmeligheden iblandt det, at Gud han kan bevæge sig i sin kraft.
And I believe God is bringing the body of Christ around the world in unity with one another.
Og jeg har en tro på, at Gud han samler Kristi legeme fra hele jorden og forbinder os som en enhed.
In Ephesians 4.
I Efeserne 4.
Talks about the fivefold ministry.
Der bliver der talt om den femfoldige tjeneste.
But the key in that chapter is about unity of faith and unity in the spirit.
I det kapitel, det taler om enhed i troen og enhed i
unity in faith and unity in the spirit.
Enhed i ånden og enhed i troen.
And God will move powerfully.
Og så vil Gud bevæge sig mægtigt i blandt jer.
And this year, you know, that's the thing we all need to focus on, unity in Jesus.
I år, der er det det, vi skal have fokus på, enheden i Jesus.
Go in peace, because God has given you godly friends who will stand with you.
For Gud, han har givet dig guddommelige venner, som vil stå sammen med dig.
Hallelujah. We need to stand together strong in the Lord.
Vi skal stå stærke sammen i Herren.
Hallelujah. God is not divided, he is united.
Gud han er ikke delt, han er en enhed.
The power of unity.
Det er kraften bag ved at være et.
Finally.
Og til slut.
Exodus chapter 4.
I 2. Mosebog kapitel 4.
Verse 18 through 20.
18 til 20.
Go in peace with the authority of God. Exodus 4, I'm going to read from verse 18 through 20. It says, So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. Now the Lord said to Moses in Midian, Go return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand.
Derefter vendte Moses tilbage til sin svigerfar Jethro og sagde til ham, Lad mig vende tilbage til mine landsmænd i Egypten og se, om de endnu er i live. Og Jethro svarede, Moses, drag bort i fred. Da sagde Herren til Moses, I Midian, vend tilbage til Egypten, til alle de mænd, der stod der efter livet, er døde. Så tog Moses sin hustru og sin søn og satte dem på sit æsel og vendte tilbage til Egypten, og Moses tog Guds stav i hånden.
Jethro, Moses' father-in-law is Jethro, and Jethro tells him, Go in peace.
Moses' svigerfar hedder Jethro, og han sagde til ham, Drag med fred.
And Moses goes with the rod of God.
Og så drager Moses afsted med Guds stav i hånden.
And the Lord wants to tell us this morning, Go in peace, I'm giving you my authority.
Og Herren, han ønsker at sige til jer her til morgen, gå med fred, jeg giver jer min autoritet.
It was called the rod of Moses, and then it became the rod of God.
Og det blev kaldt Moses stav, men det var Guds stav.
The rod of God represents the authority that we have in the name of Jesus.
Og Guds stav, den repræsenterer den autoritet, som vi har i navnet Jesus.
Jesus says, All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore.
Jesus han siger alt autoritet i himlen og på jorden er givet mig. Gå derfor.
When God sends us into the world with his peace, it's not only just with the message, but he sends us with his authority in his name.
Så når Gud han sender os ud i verden, så er det ikke kun med et budskab med og med fred, men det er også med hans autoritet.
As we go forth in peace.
Så når vi går frem i fred.
Know that all of heaven stands behind you.
Så ved at hele himlen står bag dig.
And you have the name of Jesus.
Og du har Jesu navn.
There is no greater authority than the name of Jesus.
Der er ikke nogen større autoritet end Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We looked at five things.
Så vi har set på fem ting.
First one is go in peace, for the Lord has heard your prayer.
Det første er gå med fred, for Herren har hørt din bøn.
Secondly, go in peace, for the Lord has touched your life with his power and healing.
Og det andet er gå med fred, for Herren har rørt dit liv med hans kraft og med hans lægende kraft.
Thirdly, go in peace, for the Lord has forgiven you and saved you.
Og den tredje er gå med fred, fordi Herren har tilgivet dig og han har frelst dig.
Number four, go in peace because of godly friendships.
Og nummer fire er gå i fred og have guddommelige venner.
Number five, go in peace with the authority of God.
Og nummer fem er gå med fred med Guds autoritet.
And the Lord will give you the victory you need in your life.
Og så vil Herren give dig den sejr du har brug for i dit liv.
And the victory is in the peace of God.
Og sejren er i Guds fred.
There's a very ironic verse in Romans chapter 20. Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
Ironisk vers i Romerne.
We're going to close 20. With this verse.
8.
Romans 16:20.
Og Romerne 16:20.
It says and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Romans 16:20.
Romerne 16:20. Og fredens Gud skal snart knuse Satan under jeres fødder, hvor Herres Jesu nåde være med eder.
You know, the peace of God destroys the works of the enemy.
Guds fred destruerer al fjendens værk.
That's why I said it was very ironic, because you don't normally think about peace and destruction at the same time.
Og det er derfor jeg siger, det er sådan et meget ironisk vers, fordi normalvis så tænker man ikke på fred og destruktion i den samme sætning.
You know, the devil is scared of the peace of God.
Ved I, at djævlen er meget bange for lige netop Guds fred.
He cannot handle the peace of God.
Fordi han kan ikke have Guds fred.
He can handle confusion.
Han kan godt håndtere det her med forvirring.
He can handle destruction.
Og han kan også godt håndtere destruktion og ødelæggelse.
He can handle disunity.
Og han kan også håndtere det her med en manglende enhed.
Because the devil lives in chaos.
Fordi djævlen han lever i kaos.
He cannot handle the peace of God.
Men han kan ikke håndtere.
That's why the Bible says the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet.
Og det er derfor at Bibelen siger at Guds fred vil destruere djævelens værk under din hæl.
And the God of peace is in you.
Og Guds fred er i dig.
Christ in you.
Kristus i dig.
The Prince of Peace is in you.
Fredens prins er
and,
i dig.
And it says, it's interesting, it says, God of Peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, not under his feet.
Og meget sådan interessant, så står der også, at djævlen vil blive knust under din fod.
We know Jesus already crushed his head on when he died on the cross.
Fordi vi ved at Jesus han allerede har knust hans hoved på korset.
Jesus crushed the head of Satan when he died on the cross.
Jesus han knuste hovedet på djævlen da han døde på korset.
But today the Lord in you, the God of peace, is using your feet to crush Satan.
Herren i dig, fredens Gud, bruger dig til at knuse djævlen under din fod.
God is using your feet to crush Satan.
Og Gud han bruger dine fødder til at knuse Satan.
You know what it means?
Ved du hvad det betyder?
Every time we speak the name of Jesus.
Det er at hver gang vi siger navnet Jesus.
You are wearing the gospel shoes of peace.
Så bærer du evangeliets sko af fred.
And that same beautiful feet that carries the good news of Jesus is the same feet that crushes the head of Satan.
Det er de samme fødder, som bærer de gode nyheder om Jesus, som også knuser djævlen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you getting the picture?
Kan I se billedet?
God is using your feet because you're wearing the gospel shoes of peace.
Gud han bruger dine fødder, fordi du er iklædt evangeliet i dine fødder.
If you look at the armor of God,
så hvis du ser på Guds fulde rustning,
helmet of salvation,
så er det frelsens hjelm,
breastplate of righteousness,
og bryst skjoldet med retfærdighed,
belt of truth,
og det er sandhedens bælte,
gospel shoes of peace,
og det er føddernes, evangeliets fødder,
sword of the spirit, which is the word of God,
og sværd som er Guds ord,
and the shield of faith,
og så er der troens skjold.
That is the armor of God.
Det er Guds fulde rustning.
What are you wearing on your feet?
Og hvad er det du iklæder dine fødder?
Gospel shoes of peace.
Det er fredens evangelium.
That is an armor.
Og det er en rustning.
The enemy is scared of the gospel of peace.
Og freden er bange for fjenden er bange for evangeliet.
That is why your feet are beautiful, the Bible says.
How
beautiful are the feet that carries the good news.
At dine fødder er smukke, fordi hvor smukke er fødderne, der bærer evangeliet.
Do you know why your feet are beautiful?
Ved du hvorfor dine fødder er smukke?
Because you're wearing the gospel shoes of peace.
Fordi du er iført evangeliets sko.
And the devil is scared of the gospel of peace.
Og djævlen er bange for evangeliets fred.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope you got that picture.
Jeg håber at du har fået fat i billedet.
It is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing that the peace of God is in your life.
Det er et meget kraftfuldt, virkelig kraftfuldt og endnu mere kraftfuldt billede af at Guds fred er i dit liv.
That's why Paul writing to the Philippians said in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
I Filipperne 4,
don't be anxious for anything. Philippians 4, 6, 7.
I Filipperne 4, 6 og 7. Vær ikke bekymret for noget, men lad i alle ting jeres ønsker komme frem for Gud, i det I beder og bønfalder under taksigelse, så skal Guds fred, som overgår al forstand, bevare jeres hjerter og jeres tanker i Kristus Jesus.
God's peace is more powerful than anything that you face in your life.
Guds fred er mere kraftfuld end alt I måtte stå i jeres liv.
That's why Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Det er derfor at Jesus sagde, velsignet er fredsmagerne.
For they shall be called children of God.
For de skal kaldes Guds børn.
Say I am a peacemaker.
Sig at jeg er en fredsmager.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, he says, follow peace with all people.
Bibelen siger i Hebræerne 12, følg fred med hele dit folk.
And holiness without which no man can see the Lord.
Og uden hellighed så er der ingen der kan se Herren.
So holiness with God.
Så hellighed med Gud.
Peace with people.
Og fred med folk.
That's the symbol of the cross.
Det er symbolet på korset.
Holiness with God.
Hellighed med Gud.
Peace with people.
Og fred med folk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can stop you.
Så er der ingen der kan standse dig.
Thank you Jesus.
Tak Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The peace of God is the power of God in us.
Guds fred er Guds kraft i os.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Lad os be.
Let's stand to our feet and ask the Lord, Lord, give me that grace, Lord, to walk in your peace.
Lad os rejse os og lad os be om at sige til Herren, giv mig den her fred, så jeg kan vandre i din fred.
Let this year be a year of peace and unity, Lord.
Lad det her år være et fredens år og en enhedens år.
The God of peace.
Guds fred
is with you.
Er med dig.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Halleluja, Herre.
Shandi araba kasi kalabashandi.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.